USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. As a part of a ceasefire agreement brokered by Qatar, a four-day truce in the Israel-Hamas conflict began in Gaza on Friday. Qatar reported the release of 24 hostages, including 13 Israelis, 10 Thai citizens, and one Filipino. In reciprocation, Israel released 33 Palestinian prisoners later in the day, while the truce also facilitates increased shipments of fuel and supplies into Gaza, aiming to address the humanitarian needs of the 2.3 million Palestinians affected by the week's-long Israeli bombardment. President Joe Biden and his top Justice Department officials have welcomed the arrest of Nestor Isidro Perez Salas, also known as El Nini, in Mexico. Perez Salas is alleged to be the head of the security for the Chapitos wing of the Sinaloa cartel and is accused of organizing murders and torture while leading the violent security group Los Ninis. Biden expressed gratitude to Mexico's President Andres Manuel López Obrador, the Mexican Army, and Special Forces for the successful capture of Perez Salas. The U.S. military stood up to multiple attacks in the Middle East. Dave Collins has the details.
The United States says its military forces were attacked four times in Iraq and Syria on Thursday. Reuters reported both U.S. and international forces were attacked with rockets and armed drones at multiple sites in both countries. There are no reported casualties.
The FBI has concluded its investigation into a fiery car wreck at a Niagara Falls border checkpoint, finding no evidence of a terror attack. The incident occurred when a vehicle sped through an intersection, hit a median, and crashed into booths at the Rainbow Bridge, resulting in an explosion. The FBI's decision, announced late on Wednesday, follows the vehicle launching into the air and killing two people. With no indication of terrorism, local police are now treating the case as a traffic investigation. This is USA News.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 3822.
More than 20 House Democrats are jointly drafting a letter to Elon Musk asserting that his media platform, X, is spreading terrorist propaganda. The letter also alleges that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is profiting from misinformation surrounding the Israel-Hamas conflict, following Musk's endorsement of a post accusing members of the Jewish community of promoting hatred against white people. Several companies, including Disney and Apple, have withdrawn their advertising from X. It might not be such a Black Friday for retailers after all.
Retailers anticipate a quieter season at the cash registers this holiday. Best Buy, Lowe's, and Kohl's have reported sales declines in their recent quarters and anticipate a decrease in holiday sales compared to the previous year. Best Buy CEO Corey Barry mentioned the company is ready for a customer base that is highly focused on finding deals. I'm John Schaefer.
Donald Trump is widening his lead against President Biden in a 2024 presidential matchup. The Emerson College poll found 47% of respondents support Trump compared to a 43% who said they would vote for Biden. About 10% of voters in the poll were undecided. As Americans are hitting the road back from Thanksgiving, they're enjoying lower prices at the gas pumps. AAA reports that the national average for a gallon of regular gas is approximately $3.31, which is 25 cents less than a month ago and 36 cents less than a year ago. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.